The Nation Municipality launched renovation work at the St. Isidore Arena earlier this year, and the project is still ongoing. The goal is to modernize the facility so it can better serve both residents and local organizations. Mayor Francis Briard explains why the upgrades were needed and what the renovations will include.
We had a brine system, like a refrigeration system, that was dating back almost 60 years. So we saw that there was potential failures in the system, and knowing that how hockey teams operate, that they rely on us to offer ice every week, we felt that in order to be reliable, we had to change the system in order for it to be reliable. So we took it upon ourselves to go forward before the system breaks and to reinstall a whole new refrigeration system. And that means having to break up the floor, put new piping in the floor, re-pour new cement. And at this point, we said, well, you know, the boards are rather old. So we took advantage of actually installing new boards, glass all around the arena. And at this point, we also decided to change the players' benches as well. So that was the motivation that we had to renovate. And it really comes down to being reliable to our customers. That's what essentially came down to the philosophy going forward of why we undertook this project.
Mayor Briard explains how the renovations will enhance the experience for arena users.
Whenever you put a new brine system, the quality of the ice is going to improve. Not that it was a problem before, but the quality of ice will be better for the actual hockey players and skaters that are on there. Also, the board system is anybody who's played hockey and knows that the old arenas, when you get hit on the boards, there's not a lot of give. The new technology in the boards increases player safety as well. So we can say that with certainty that we're hoping that less injuries are a result of the new system that we've installed. We didn't change anything as far as the stands, but what we did do is we created a section where it's going to be wheelchair accessible, and it's going to be an elevated platform by the boards here where they'll be able to watch the hockey game. So that's a big improvement for us because we didn't have that before. So we can be considered accessible to people with wheelchairs or disabilities that they can come and watch the hockey games now. So that's a major improvement, and that was something that was important to myself and council and staff to make sure that we included that in the new design of the rink itself. We've put a little bit of money in the heating system as well, where it's going to be much more user-friendly, that if heating is needed or required or wanted, we have like systems where they can just press the button and the heat will come on for them, where previously it was seems like there was always something broken or that the system was rather old. So I think the team that took care of the project made it a priority to improve the I'll call it the fan experience, or you know, the mothers and fathers that are watching the games, that they can now have a little bit of heat while watching the game. So we've had a lot of comments over the years of things that may be lacking through in the arena, and we've tried to address all of them during this renovation. But like I said, it's nothing but good news from my perspective.
According to Mayor Briard, the project's budget is nearly $1.7 million. He adds that the municipality received over $250,000 from local businesses. Support, he says, was essential to making the project possible.
We had two scenarios that we kind of looked at as far as like the what would be the must-haves and the nice-to-haves. And so we looked at it like the must-have, and that was if our financing campaign, if it kind of fell flat and we didn't do well as far as like getting donations from local businesses and stuff like that. So we had a must-have, and then we had the nice-to-haves. And so I can say that we're in the point now that we're in the nice-to-haves. And like I said, the heating is one of them that's nice to have. And we're going to be installing a dehumidifier system in there. We're going to be doing the renovation, put some more office spaces, like we're improving the players' benches because of the fact that so many people in the community, they just jumped on board and they helped us financially. And yeah, so I can say it. I always believed we were going to be successful, but whenever you actually see it happening and coming in, you're just like where I was ecstatic to see the amount of money that the local businesses and entrepreneurs donated to the project, because you can tell that the arena to them is the heart of their community, and it's hard of the municipality as well. And so whenever we see stuff like that happen and see people give willingly and they're so proud to be part of the renovation, part of the you know, keeping the arena going for the next 50-60 years, it was such a positive experience for everybody involved. So the amount of money that we picked up from local businesses and people were topping the $250,000 range. And with that, like I said, our budget for the actual renovation is now over $1 million. And what we're going to continue on with the renovations, we might getting closer to the 1.7 million as we keep going.
The Saint Isidore Arena, closed for renovations, will reopen in the coming weeks, just in time for the start of hockey season. This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.